Anger and disappointment for thousands of residents confined to their homes on the Kwai Chung Estate, one of Hong Kong's largest public housing complexes. A five-day lockdown was supposed to end Wednesday until more infections were detected.
To play safe, protecting the residents as well as preventing the spread of this virus, we have no choice but to extend the restricted testing declaration for another 2 days.
Those in lockdown say the government orders have been confusing.
The government announced the arrangement very late. We have no idea when to go for the mandatory tests. I think the government's plan is without due diligence. It is inconvenient for elderly like me. We are not familiar with smartphones.
People living here say that the daily queues for testing make them anxious because the area is overcrowded and waiting times can be too long. Poor hygiene conditions and piles of rubbish are also a concern.
Very bad. There is garbage in the staircases every day. The government's arrangement is very bad too. As you can see from this queue, it is much easier to get COVID.
And many worry that the strict lockdown will be extended beyond Friday and into the Chinese Lunar New Year holiday, which begins next week. The restrictions are part of Hong Kong's goal of stamping out all COVID transmission.
Yeah, I think the reason why we are adopting a dynamic zero policy is to minimise the stress on the healthcare system. Even though Omicron, we know that it's a very mild disease. And then, of course, currently there are relatively few cases in hospital and I think none in the ICU right now.
The strict lockdown here at Kwai Chung Estate is an unprecedented move by the Hong Kong government. It's similar to the strategy seen across the border in mainland China, which also takes a no-tolerance approach to the virus.
Concern too in China's capital. The Winter Olympics are due to start next week in Beijing. Mass testing for 2 million residents is underway in the southern Fengtai district of Beijing as infections there increase. China hopes mass testing and aggressive quarantine rules will contain the virus. But as it prepares to ring in the year of the tiger, ongoing restrictions are proving that Omicron is tough to tame. Britt Clenett, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.